Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here. So much more importantly, this Sunday is a comedy cast that you could never imagine. It's unbelievable. And it is 8 p.m. Eastern. And again, we'll give you the list of folks that are doing it. But more importantly, it's for a great cause, the Scleroderma Research Foundation. And if I have this right, they've already raised $25 million for systemic sclerosis. And it is a chronic disease. And it is so little is known about it, certainly by me and I imagine by so many of you. But if you tune in this Sunday, you're going to be laughing, but you're going to be laughing with cause here and a great organization. And again, this the Scleroderma Research Foundation, and big reason why they're getting a lot of attention is our next guest, Bob Saget, is unbelievable on what he's doing with this cause. Bob, thanks for being here, and thanks for doing this.
Thanks so much, Frank. Nice to talk to you. You hanging in okay? Is everything all right?
Yeah. I mean, so far, so good, and we've gotten a little better. You know, Long Island you're talking about, right? Long Island. But I know the folks that are listening in Florida, you know, they're getting hit pretty hard down there. But all is well. How about you?
I'm doing okay. You know, I've been going through it. I went away for a little bit to do Dave Chappelle's comedy camp, and that was in Ohio. And then I came home, and then you get like 7 COVID tests every day to make sure you're okay and not spreading it and all that stuff. But what's interesting is what we're doing the benefit for, scleroderma. It can affect your lungs. My sister passed away in 1994 to scleroderma. And some people don't know, a lot of people don't know what it is, but hundreds of thousands of people have it. And more people are finding out. I mean, I've got some wonderful people making appearances. It's, as you said, 8 o'clock on Sunday night on our YouTube page. And at 7:30 actually starts the cocktail hour. And depending on how much people pay at different levels, is some levels you can get food, because it's called Cool Comedy Hot Cuisine. And we always do the events in New York. Last time we did it in New York, we had John Oliver, Michael Che, Andy Cohen does the auction. It's quite amazing. And in L.A., I had Dave Chappelle and Bill Burr and Jim Gaffigan. I mean, it's an amazingly wonderful, joyous event for a very difficult cause, and a lot of patients in there have it. And you can see that they have it, because it can be disfiguring. And other times people can survive, and some people really are surviving. And the event, I'm hosting it live in a studio on Sunday at 8 o'clock on the YouTube page, which is srfcure.org, srfcure.org. And people can go there and register. And the people on the show, I'll try to say it fast for you, is Jason Alexander, Jack Black, Reggie Brown, Bill Burr, Kelly Clarkson, Jim Gaffigan, Jeff Garlin, Nikki Glaser, Regina Hall. Regina Hall's mother has scleroderma, and we sent her to one of the centers of excellence we fund at Johns Hopkins, and her mother's well now, which is, that's why we do it. It's a miracle. And Ken Jeong, who thinks he's a doctor, will be there, and Queen Latifah, who lost her mother 2 years ago to it, sadly. She has a video for us. And George Lopez, Howie Mandel, John Mayer's going to sing. Joel McHale, Pat Monahan's going to sing from Train. Ray Romano, Jeff Ross, Sarah Silverman, and John Stamos will come on at the end just to remind me he's better looking. But it's with Susan Feniger, Top Chef, Two Hot Tamales, and it's really a wonderful event. We worked really hard on it. Joel Gallen, big famous TV Emmy-winning producer, is doing it with me out of the kindness of his heart. And we'll be in a studio, and we'll roll in some tape pieces so everybody's safe. And people are still sending us. And we have great auction items, like Joel McHale and I are going to drink tequila shots with a Zoom person. John Stamos is going to read story time to kids. But I have a feeling the people that bid the highest is either going to be a bunch of guys or girls. Because John's got quite an audience. And yeah. John Mayer signed a guitar for us. And it's just, and he's going to perform. So it's a wonderful event with so many wonderful, big, funny people. So there's a lot of humor. It gets irreverent. It's really not for anybody younger than a bar mitzvah boy or girl. You know, use discretion. And it'll be a wonderful, wonderful event at srfcure.org. Oh, and if they do the promo code Bob, it's a $50 ticket rather than a $100 ticket to start. And you watch it on telling you, they send you all the stuff, send you all the auction stuff, and it's very well run. I'm really proud, and the content is just amazing.
Yeah, it's just amazing. I know you've been affected by the disease, and you know your family. You mentioned Regina Hall and Queen Latifah, Susan Feniger as well, right? She has a personal
interest. Susan, her friend in college was Sharon Monsky, and she was the founder of the foundation. And we lost her, 20 years ago, and I loved her a lot. Our kids were friends together, and Mark Schur is her widow, and he has their kids, and they're beautiful. They're like family to me. So it's a very personal thing, and I've lost other people that I love to scleroderma, some really good friends that I didn't even know had it. And then I try to turn them on to the right doctors, because through our foundation and our head of the foundation, Luke Evnen, our chairman, he has scleroderma, and we've really been able to take it to a new level. And to go virtual is what you have to do. You can't do a live event anywhere, and our events have 900 people, 600, 400. So this is a wonderful thing. It's all over the world. All you do is go on the YouTube page and sign in and register, and it really does help people. And I know there's people listening that know people or are affected by it. And it affects mostly women in the prime of their lives, and kids too, and men. And it's disproportionately stronger also, not unlike COVID, to people of African descent. That is an interesting duality to the disease. It's got COVID-like qualities of the demographics. So I wouldn't be surprised at Johns Hopkins if they're using some of the technology to try to figure out a vaccine. There'll never be a vaccine for scleroderma. That's right. It's more of one of those autoimmune diseases like lupus or, so many of them that you want to somehow figure out the treatments. And it's working, It's really quite a miracle what they're able to do.
Well, listen, thank you for what you're doing for the cause. Terrific. I think I mentioned $25 million already raised for the research.
We've actually raised $45 million.
Oh, my God.
Probably old statistics on the Google, because everybody's Google. I don't know if you saw that movie, The Social Network, but we all get different information. And, it's $45 million we've raised in the past. It took us years. We spend that because we're a non-for-profit, and we're kind of we try to be as small a staff as we can, but we have amazing people. And you can see that on the website, srfcure.org, as well. And it's pretty fantastic that we give that money to UCSF, Stanford, Johns Hopkins, to really try to get our most out of it and go to the best cutting-edge scientists, because research is how you can cure a disease. And we really are working on, we want to go out of business. All the comedians are going to make fun of me because they're saying, please cure this disease. I can't talk to Bob anymore.
Listen, thanks. I know so many people are waiting to talk to you, but everyone has to tune into this.
Oh, thank you.
Give the website for scleroderma, if people can't make it, and they have to make it Sunday, but if they can't make it Sunday, they can make a donation.
Absolutely, absolutely. And they can go to srfcure.org on Monday and find out when we're going to have it up again on the YouTube page, just the show part, because the live show. But at 4:30, that's only going to run one time. I'm sorry, it's 7:30. I was doing Pacific time. Yeah. It'll be 7:30 as it starts, and people can settle around, and they really feel like you're part of a banquet show, because, a big ballroom show, because we are doing it that way, because we've been doing them forever. So we got it down, and we've got the A-team putting it together, and we got COVID testing in the studio, because Susan's scared, and I said, I don't blame you, but we're going to get tested before it and after it to make sure that nothing flew off someone's eye into your mouth.
Thanks again for doing it, Bob. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure, Frank. Stay well, and I look forward to talking to you at an easier time in the world.
No doubt. Bob Saget, everyone. You must tune in. Cool Comedy, Hot Cuisine is the name of the show. And again, it's on his YouTube page. And you could tune in there. I had the numbers wrong. $45 million already raised for the Scleroderma Research Foundation. And Bob Saget is the big reason why. I mean, he's put his name and his celebrity there. You know him, of course, from Full House, How I Met Your Mother, America's Funniest Videos. home videos, whatever. Bob Saget's all over the place, and he's putting his reputation and money and name to this terrible disease that took his sister, and just a great guy from everything that he's doing. And again, on and off screen, complete success here, Bob Saget. And again, cool comedy, hot cuisine. Jack Black, Bill Burr, Jim Gaffigan, George Lopez. And, you know, again, it's a list a mile long. Just tune in. And if you use the promo code Bob, you can get there for $50 rather than $100. And again, if you could do the $100, do it, because it's a great cause. The Scleroderma Research Foundation and Systemic Sclerosis is another name for it, but it is a great cause, and Bob Saget has been our very special guest. Everyone check it out this Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Check it out, and great comedy, and you can imagine it's just a long list of folks. Frank McKay signing off. Bob Saget has been our very special guest, and we'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.